Spinsters in Jeopardy by Nio Marsh. Read by Rick Jerram. Prologue. Without moving his head, Ricky slewed his eyes round until he was able to look slantways at the back of his mother's easel.
"I'm getting pretty bored, however," he announced.
"Stick it a bit longer, darling, I implore you, and look at Daddy."
"Well, because it's just about as boring a thing as a person can have to do, isn't it, Daddy?"
"When I did it," said his father, "I was allowed to look at your mamma, so I wasn't bored. But as there are degrees of boredom," he continued, "so there are different kinds of bores. You might almost say there are recognisable schools." "To which school," said his wife, stepping back from her easel, "would you say Mr. Garble belonged? Ricky, look at Daddy for 5 minutes more, and then I promise we'll stop." Ricky sighed ostentatiously and contemplated his father. "Well, as far as we know him," Alan said, "to the epistolatory school, there he's a classic. In person, he's undoubtedly the sort of bore that shows you things you don't want to see. Snapshots in envelopes, barren conservatories, newspaper cuttings. He's relentless in this. I think he carries things on his person and puts them in front of you without giving you the smallest clue about what you're meant to say. You're moving, Ricky."
"Isn't it 5 minutes yet?"
"No, and it never will be if you fidget. How long is it, Troy, since you first heard from Mr. Garble?"
"About 18 months. He wrote for Christmas. All told, I've had 6 letters and 5 postcards from Mr. Garble. This last arrived this morning. That's what put him into my head."
"Daddy, who's Mr. Garble?"
"One of Mummy's admirers. He lives in the Maritime Alps and writes love letters."